is from the Director of Department of Child Support Enforcement, an informational report on the impact of the action of the Joint Finance Committee regarding Motion 50. This is informational, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Should have pushed you back way to the end. This is bad news. Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Chairman, committee members. I wanted to have an opportunity to brief the Finance Committee on some of the updates that are going on as the state budget progresses. I know we had an opportunity when the governor's budget was first released to document some input that we had for calendar year 2011 and going forward. One of the challenges that we had presented at that time was a technical problem that we saw coming from the Doyle administration's budget to Governor Walker's budget. In the last biennial budget, the legislative body had allocated $8.5 million of general purpose revenue to the child support program, which is also federally matchable at a two-thirds rate. Because we had stimulus money, ARRA funds available, the actual expenditure in the last year of the biennium in the Doyle administration budget was $4.2 million. When the base budget was determined for Governor Walker's budget, it was set at the actual expenditure rate of general purpose revenue dollars. So it was actually spent at $4.25 million and not following the intent of the legislature to have the investment be at the original $8.5 million. Because those dollars are matchable at a two-thirds rate, obviously that's a $12 million loss to the child support program each year. The estimated loss, if things were allocated evenly to Milwaukee County, was approximately $3.6 million, $1.2 million in GPR, and the additional $2.4 in federal matching dollars. Because for every dollar that we spend in the program, we are able to draw a two-thirds match. During the joint finance process, Representative Voss and Senator Darling introduced Motion 50, which stated that they preferred that the cuts not be allocated across the board. They adopted the governor's resolution at keeping the funding at 4.25, but additionally that the funding not be allocated across the board to the counties, but that they would like the performance standards for the counties to be changed, and that counties who performed better would receive a higher portion of the money, and counties who performed at a lesser level would receive a larger portion of the cut in funds. That particularly, you know, affected Milwaukee because we had never been on an even playing field. Up until this year, we had never received the same amount of funding per case as the rest of the counties because they were insistent that there was some volume discount that Milwaukee was able to achieve. And so we weren't, you know, starting off from an even playing field. While we had met the performance standards, because Wisconsin was a leader in allocating money to counties following the federal performance standards. So the counties have always been under a performance measure, and they've been modeled after the federal performance measures in paternity establishment, order establishment, collection of current support, and collection on arrears. Because of the staffing challenges and some of the socioeconomic challenges in Milwaukee, we have managed to our targets, meaning if I could use paternity establishment as a perfect example, the target was 90%. And so we would work all year to make sure that we were achieving our 90%. And once we were there, we didn't just say, well, we're going to stop establishing paternity, but we focused extra resources that we had to put into that on other federally mandated tasks that were required but may not necessarily be counted in the performance allocation. Other counties had the luxury of exceeding that 90% performance. And in fact, some counties have established paternity at the rate of 122%.
How do you do that? 122% out of 100%?
Chairman Thomas, Supervisor West. The rate, as it had been set before, you started with what your measurement was as of the first day of the federal fiscal year, and then you could only go up. And so if you had more children born last year than you, or this year than you did last year, you could get over 100%.
But the number of, I guess, paternity cases that they had compared to Milwaukee, what's the relationship?
Chairman Thomas, thank you for asking that question. Comparing Milwaukee to the rest of the state, in all fairness to our fellow counties, is sort of like comparing apples and oranges. Well, we're all in the child support caseload, just caseload. In the grand scheme, Milwaukee has 134,000 cases. The next closest county I saw is volume size is Dane County with about 22,000 cases. I think the article that was in, I believe, Tuesday's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that talks about the number of births that are paid for by taxpayer dollars certainly gives you an idea of what the volume of caseload is that we are dealing with. In Milwaukee County last year, we established paternity for over 7,000 children. As our sort of target to meet performance standards, we know we have to start at least 700 cases a month to make sure that we're able to achieve that 90% rate. If I may, Chairman Thomas, if I could just expand a little bit. This article was also particularly interesting because it talked about the amount of Medicaid dollars that are going out, taxpayer dollars, to pay for children who are born using Badger Care and the Medicaid dollars. The child support system in Wisconsin, where it's permissible under the federal regs and the state statutes, reviews that case to see if we are able to obtain an order and ask for repayment of those birth expenses. Last year, Wisconsin was able to reimburse the Medicaid system $19 million for this amount, and that wasn't quite covered in this article.
Supervisor Thorne.
As the chairman said, you know, this is a lot of bad news, but I just want to briefly say something. I know that we're Milwaukee County elected officials on this board are nonpartisan, and so I would say this regardless of whether it was a Democrat or a Republican, but who introduced Motion 50. But I am just absolutely appalled beyond all reason that one of Milwaukee County's own legislators would so devastatingly impact the children of Milwaukee County. In your report, I mean, I don't understand why this isn't front page news. We all say we care about kids, we all say that, but half the children, almost one half of the children who live in Milwaukee County are impacted by this. I'm a divorced parent. That's half the population that's been married has been divorced, and yet, you know, the children in Milwaukee County are really going to be harmed by this. And I think your report is, I believe also went to Health and Human Needs, but I just think that it's just appalling that one of our own representatives did this to us, Senator Darling. And the bottom line here is the numbers that you provided, that 25,000 families will go without receiving any child support. Over $18 million will be lost in collections. Almost 1,700 children will go without having a legal father established, and over 25,000 families will not have a set order for support. And then we wonder, we already have one of the highest unemployment in the inner city, and job issues and paternity issues there, and it's only going to make it exponentially worse. And if this continues 5 years from now, all the policymakers will be shaking their heads as to how the poverty rate got worse within the city of Milwaukee and the inner city of Milwaukee, and they'll blame everyone else within the inner city of Milwaukee, and they won't blame how the state legislature, in essence, created a whole new tier of poverty. And so I'm sorry for getting on a soapbox that all of you have probably been already fully aware of, but this report to me is like one of the most devastating reports I've seen in many years, and I don't understand why this isn't front page news. Thank you.
Yeah. Supervisor Roma West.
I'm sorry, this also has a devastating impact on Milwaukee County, and the fact that if you're collecting child support, it's keeping you, hopefully, from utilizing other health and human services programs. So if you, and I'll use myself as an example as well, my daughter's father, and actually we just stopped paying because my daughter graduated, and that was about $100 a week that I was receiving in child support. That means that I don't need food stamps. Under the Wisconsin law, he's entitled to provide health insurance. Okay, so without that health insurance, a lot of mothers will have to go on Title 19. Enforcement is a huge thing. So, you know, if we have women who have orders to pay, they don't pay, child support assists them with that. But again, these are keeping, you know, summer's upon us. How do you pay for your child to go to summer camp when you're used to them being in school? How do you afford that extra expense? Child support helps with that. You know, you can get a court order that says, you know, this is what you have to pay, and then they're legally responsible. This is something that, you know, it saves Milwaukee County money in other areas, in addition to being a great asset to the child. And in addition, a lot of fathers, once they start paying child support, think, well, you know what, I'm paying for this child, I'm going to have a relationship with that child. This is going to be my child, which is something that you can't buy. And so I agree 100% with what Supervisor DeBroom said. I just think it's devastating, and I think it's just utterly ridiculous that one of our own legislators would be on board with doing this to Milwaukee County. It's just a little sick. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. If I could just add a few additional comments. I want to thank you for bringing up the health insurance issue. The child support program in Wisconsin is the only program that has the authority, if private health insurance is available for that child, to obtain an order to put that child on private health insurance instead of the Badger Care program, and that saves the program an additional $900 a year. And so when you look at the money that is...
Ms. Marks, is that $900 per child?
Per child. When you look at the amount of money that can be saved by investing in the program and asking parents to be responsible for their own children instead of having taxpayers responsible for children, it does leave one to ponder what the thought process was.
Supervisor Rumble.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering if you would consider sending a letter to Senator Darling on behalf of Milwaukee County and just pointing out all of the facts that have been stated before us this morning and just kind of reiterating the fact that this does have a devastating impact on Milwaukee County.
Supervisor, I believe that's a very good suggestion. Just as a father and a daddy advocate, I think it's important that we encourage men to be involved with their children, and this is one way to help, I guess, mend sometimes a hostile or tense relationship. But just the impact that this is going to have on our children, I still can't understand what their thought process was when this legislation was put together. It's unfortunate. Supervisor Mayo, followed by Smith, then Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I don't understand why you think about saying it was a thought process. They want to destroy Milwaukee County.
Well, this is affecting children.
Yep. Children is our future. Children will build Milwaukee County. Children will become taxpayers. Children will be homeowners. They will be planning to work within Milwaukee County. If you have children living in poverty, they might not think about being entrepreneurs. They might not want to finish school. The bottom line is, what I'm looking for, and I know Alberta Darling really don't care about Milwaukee County, they only care about everybody else. Can you tell me what positive thing that Milwaukee County can do to still be a good safety net, try to bring whoever the parent who needs to be paying child support, because they're also female, to see how we can be turn this around, be a positive in some way that we can, Milwaukee County could be a leader to show the state that you might not, you try to hurt us, but we still don't survive. Is there some ideas that we could come out? We need to get a committee together, do some brainstorming, see how we can bring down federal dollars back into Milwaukee, do demonstrative programs. There's got to be a way that we still can help our children.
Ms. Mark.
Chairman, Supervisor Mayo, thank you very much for asking that question. yesterday at Judiciary, the second item that I had on the agenda was to ask for additional latitude to look for other grants that might provide us with that same opportunity to be creative, bring additional federal dollars into Milwaukee County to sort of offset what is happening at the state level. I think looking at other committee ideas or putting together a broader group of individuals to help us think outside the box is a terrific idea, and I'll look at setting that up. Additionally, we have reached out to our fatherhood partners who have been really supportive. They understand what's going on. They understand that in Milwaukee County, one of the things that we have been had done during the years that County Executive Walker was here was really try to use our money wisely and do more outreach so that people who had some hostile feelings to the program or maybe misunderstood what their role was in being cooperative with the program, that we used that to really focus on engaging individuals in our program instead of chasing them. And the individuals who were really difficult to serve and really didn't, you know, want to cooperate, that's really what we used our valuable court time for. And so they have been very helpful with that process, but I think that was an excellent suggestion to maybe have some of those individuals sit down with us and think of other ideas that we can take a look at.
And Ms. Mark, I want to make publicly say thank you for all the work that you do, and also thank you for all, when I bring fathers to you, you work with them. You don't try to tear them down. You try to say, we're here as a team to support your children. I want to say thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Supervisor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We were aware of this a couple months ago, what was going to happen more than likely, unfortunately. So, you know, we talked about this in intergovernmental relations. We've sent letters before. I know our staff is very aware of this, and I know that the governor is very well because he knows how much it costs to run this program. And so that was disappointing to see that because, I mean, Milwaukee County really is in a unique situation. I mean, 36% of the state's caseload is here, and then, you know, for every $4 we put in, we get $5 for assistance benefits. We've talked about that before. So we've made some petitions in some areas, and there have been some changes made, you know, recycling, a couple other areas when it seemed not economically feasible not to do something here. So, you know, we still need to get the word out. I know maybe you want to comment on what you feel our staff has done or the importance of trying to get something out at this date, the efficacy of doing that, and where the chances still are, because, of course, we'll never give up on all these areas. But maybe you could just quickly comment on that. I'm curious to see what you might say on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Smith, if I might first sort of give a big thank you to the intergovernmental relations staff who have been fantastic in assisting us with this issue. Even going back as to the point where we had discovered that there was a technical problem in setting the base budget, they were instrumental in ensuring that we had our full funding for calendar year 2011.
Right.
And so the offset or the problem really starts in 2012
right.
for Milwaukee. Some of the other programs in Milwaukee County don't have that luxury. It was something that at a 1310 hearing at the very, very end of the year in late December, Ms. Bablich and Mr. De La Rosa were able to assist us with. In addition, the two individuals have spent long days with me walking the halls of the state capitol, talking to people, bringing this issue forward, sort of explaining, you know, different challenges that are going to come about as a result of this funding. And so I really am very, very grateful to them. In addition, you know, as I put documents together, they are a keen eye to review, make sure that what I'm saying is something that someone can easily digest, and it's succinct, it's clear. They've been fantastic in that fashion. And then as to your second point, I do think a letter may assist. Again, yesterday at the Judiciary Committee, a motion was made to send a letter. Well, we originally drafted it to Alberta Darling. I think it is you know, up to the county board as a whole as to how they would like to distribute it. I worked with Mr. Sessions in making sure that that letter was available to the judiciary members for comment, and I'm going to look to Supervisor Johnson to see exactly where we are with that. I know there was a quick movement to try to get that letter out by the end of this week.
Mr. Chairman, the consensus at the Judiciary Committee was to have a letter sent to Senator Darling. I showed you copies of the draft to all Kennebunk County Board members so that they can review the letter. The idea is that Mr. Mester will help us to package the letter. We county board members who would like to sign the letter can do so and then send it to Madison.
Okay. Supervisor DeBoer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I totally agree with sending the letter, and I'm glad that Judiciary took the jump start on that, and I'm glad that you're opening it to members of the board. I would also suggest, however, to also send one to Governor Walker. He's gotten away with doing a lot of this type of stuff, and no one's ever called him on it, and quite frankly, I'd like to call Senator Darling out on it, but the bottom line is, at this point, eventually, very soon, it's going to be in the governor's hands, and the governor could veto that Motion 50 out of the budget. The governor's office has the most extensive veto authority in the state, and or close to that. And frankly, I think in addition to sending the letter to Alberta Darling, we should be sending a letter specifically and directly to Governor Walker asking him to veto that provision should it stay in the final budget, the final version of the budget that hits his desk upon completion of the legislative process. So, I also like the idea of not just finance members, but just like your committee did, opening that to the members of the board. I think with both those letters, I think both of them on both tracks would be very helpful, and that's what I would suggest.
It will be done.
Okay. Any further questions, comments? Thank you again, Ms. Morris.
Thank you.